In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, we read this: all scripture is inspired by God. All scripture is God-breathed, is how we're maybe most familiar with the verse. And is useful then for teaching the truth. Can I remind you this morning, this word, it is the truth. Listen now, this is true. Anything in culture, hear me this morning, anything from any politician, watch out now, this is still true. Anything from any pulpit, anything from anywhere, from anybody that stands against this word or in opposition to it, that's the lie. This word, this inspired by God word, this word of God, it's the truth. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching the truth and rebuking error, correcting faults, and giving instruction for right living. Really, it sums up so perfectly why we need the word so desperately. Where there is error, we need the rebuke. Where there are faults, we need the correction. And where there is the wrong living, we need the instruction for right living. Along with all that, we also read this related to the word in Romans chapter 15. The scriptures, this word, God's word, listen now, gives us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. In Psalm 94 and verse 19, this from the psalmist: when I worried about many things, listen now, your assuring words soothed my soul. What we discover, what you no doubt already know, yes, God's word is the truth, for sure it is. And yes, God's word is the word that brings rebuke against the error, correction to the faults. It's God's word that provides the instruction against the wrong and for the right living. It surely does all that. And with all that, God's word brings hope, provides encouragement, and soothes our soul. In the context of our verse from these last few weeks, Proverbs 12 and verse 25, worry weighs a person down, but God's word, that would be the good word, and that good word, God's word, that's what would cheer a person up. Listen, it's true. We wish it wasn't, but we know it is. In this world, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have to deal with some worrisome things. You're going to experience some anxiousness, some anxiety-filled moments. You're going to find yourself facing the fearful. But listen, it really is true still. You can never mind that, any of that, all of that, as long as you have a word from the Lord. As long as you have His word, because then, no matter the trouble, no matter the fearful thing, no matter the so many things to be worried about, with His word, you have the good word that will give you hope, that will make you to be encouraged. With His word, you have the good word that will soothe your soul. No matter the trouble, no matter the fearful thing, no matter the so many things you have to be worried about, with His word, you have a good word that will lift you up, pick you up, cheer you up from the way down and wore down place. For the anxiety you sense then, for the fear you feel, the unsettledness, the uneasiness, the uncertainty, the frustration, the discouragement. For your trouble this morning, whatever the trouble, for your worry this morning, for whatever the worrisome thing you're having to deal with, listen now, you need a good word. So this morning, I have for you a good word. A good word from His good word. Psalm 95 and verse 6. Come, let us bow down and worship Him. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. He is our God. Here it is, the good word. We are the people He cares for. The flock for which He provides. It was the testimony of Israel throughout their desert wandering, the reminder from Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 31. And you know how God has cared for you again and again here in the wilderness, just as a father cares for his child. In Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7, the Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him. In Psalm 37, day by day, the Lord observes the good deeds done by godly men. He cares for them when times are hard. Even in famine, they will have enough. It was Hannah's prayer in 1 Samuel 2. It was the praise of Hannah's prayer in 1 Samuel. The Lord, He protectively cares for His faithful friends, step by step. In Luke chapter 12, look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, He will certainly care for you. He certainly does. And He certainly will. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. The hymn says it like this: I fear the foe no more. My doubts and fears are o'er. For every day along life's way, I walk secure and free. My Savior and my friend, on whom I can depend. He changes not, whate'er my lot, and always cares for me. He's a faithful guide who never leaves my side. His love, the light that breaks the night and bids the shadows flee. Though stormy billows roll, they cannot reach my soul. For He who knows will soothe my woes and always cares for me. When time shall be no more and sorrow's night is o'er, what joy divine, what rapture mine, when I that land shall see and with the saints pass in beyond the reach of sin, saved by His grace, I'll see the face of Him who cares for me. He cares for me. So true is He. He'll be my friend till life shall end. And always cares for me. It's true. He has, He is, He will. He will always care for you. Simple as it is, still the good word this morning. Listen, God, He is your God. You are His people, His faithful friends. You are His child. You trust in Him, and He cares about you. He cares for you. He always has. He is right now. Listen to the good word this morning. Hear the good word this morning. My brother, my sister, right now, in the midst of the trouble, in the midst of the fearful thing, in the midst of all that you have to be worried about, listen, right now, He is caring for you. He always has. He is now, and he always will. Though uncertain of what tomorrow might hold, be certain of this. Tomorrow and for every tomorrow that remains for you, he will still be caring about you and for you. Let me remind you this morning of his care. It's his word. It's the good word then that will cheer you up. In Luke chapter 15, we read the parable of the man who had 100 sheep. One goes missing. One becomes lost. It's maybe not entirely comparable, not exactly the same. But if you have $100 and you lose $1, you're probably not turning the countryside upside down looking for it. But that's exactly what the shepherd does for the one sheep that's lost. Then we read the parable of the woman who lost the coin. She lights the lamp. She sweeps the house. She searches carefully and diligently and persistently until she finds that coin. Finally, it's the parable of the prodigal son. Never mind a sheep or a coin. This is a son who's gone missing. This is a son who is lost. And when this son is found again, when this son finally comes back home, there is great rejoicing. The parables ultimately present to us an amazing picture of the heart of God, the wonderful and beautiful, the abounding in mercy, the extravagantly gracious heart of God for that is lost, for the sinners, for those who have wandered away, who aren't where they should be, who aren't living like they should be living, who aren't believing like they should be believing, for those who have squandered away their lives in wild living, for those who are undeserving of anything from the Father. God's heart, the Father's heart is for them, that they would be found, that they would be saved, that they would live. That's God's heart. Always working, always devising ways so that the lost can be found again. In 2 Samuel chapter 14, we read this. God does not just sweep life away. Instead, he devises ways to bring us back when we have been separated from him. Always working so that the separated might be brought back. The far off might be brought near again. Always working, always devising ways so that the lost sheep might be returned to the fold. The lost coin might be returned to its place of value and significance. Always working, always devising ways so that the lost, the prodigal son, might know the embrace of the Father once more. That's God's heart. And that's the expression of his care. Just how much he cares for you. Listen, he left the 99 to chase you down. He lit the lamp. He swept the house, turned it all upside down. He even turned heaven and earth upside down to search carefully, diligently, persistently, until you were found. That's how much he cares for you. He saw you still a far way off, a prodigal, but wanting to come home. I love the words of the song, the way that the song puts it. Almighty God, the great I am, immovable rock, omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord, victorious warrior, commanding King of kings, mighty conqueror. And the only time I ever saw him run was when he ran to me. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, and said, my son's come home again. Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes. With forgiveness in his voice, he said, son, do you know I still love you. Aren't you glad for that? Don't you know it to be the true story of your life? You were that prodigal. Oh, but he was the father that ran to you, chased you down as you, in fact, tried to run from him, because his heart was for us like that, because he cared for us like that. You, me, we were once dead. But we sit here this morning knowing we have been found. We were once dead. Come on, you know you were. You were once dead in your sin and your trespasses. But you sit here this morning alive in him and because of him. In Ezekiel 34, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he's with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. Do you understand God's care for you? You were lost, and yet his heart was for you. You were a sinner, and yet he loved you still. And he himself left the splendor of heaven to search for you so that you could be found, rescued, brought back into the fold, healed and helped, your wounds bound up. One author writes this: when our eldest daughter was 2, I lost her in a department store. I panicked. All of a sudden, only one thing mattered. I had to find Jenna. Shopping was forgotten. The list of things I came to get was unimportant. I yelled her name. What people thought did not matter. Every ounce of energy had one goal: to find my lost child. I did, by the way. She was hiding behind some jackets. No price is too high for a parent to pay to redeem his child. No energy is too great. No effort too demanding. A parent will go to any length to find his or her own. And the author's conclusion: so will God. Mark it down. God's greatest creation is not the flung stars or the gorged canyons. It's his eternal plan to reach his children. Heaven and earth know no greater passion than God's personal passion for you, and that you would return to him. What God did, what God gave up, what God himself endured, what it cost him, how he so passionately pursued you, moved heaven and earth for you so that you, the lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son, the lost daughter, so that you could be found again. Listen, that's the expression of his care for you. That's how much he cares for and about you. The poet says it like this: he careth for thee, whosoever thou art. Never think that thou canst in his love have no part. He loved thee while yet lost in sin thou didst roam, and sent his own son to lead thee to his home. He watches o'er thee every day, every hour. No danger can harm if thou trust in his power. The voice of thy cry, his compassion will wake. The soul he has saved, he will never forsake. He careth for thee, surely careth for thee. In mercy, he careth for thee. He does. That's the good word. Hear the good word this morning. My brother, he cares for you. My sister, he cares for you. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. In Isaiah 43, this is what the Lord says: he who created you, he who formed you, fear not, for I've redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you're mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they'll not sweep over you, because I'll be with you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, because I will be with you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. In Psalm 139, there is nowhere you can go that God's not. If you rise on the wings of the dawn, if you settle even on the far side of the sea, he will still be there, his hand to guide you, his right hand to hold you fast. Listen, this is the expression of his care for you. Never will he leave you. Never will he forsake you. He cares for you too much to ever let you be alone. Hear me, my brother. Hear me, my sister. You are never alone. He cares for you too much to ever let you to be outside of where he is. He cares for you too much to ever separate himself from you. He careth for me, the hymn writer says. My Father cares. Oh, sweetest thought to my spirit known, I have no fears for the coming years. He never forsakes me nor leaves his own. Listen. He careth for me, my morning hymn. He careth for me, my evening psalm. By day, by night, in gloom, in light, beneath is always his everlasting arm. In Philippians chapter 4, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. In Hebrews 4 and verse 16, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Often from those who care for you, you hear something that perhaps sounds like this. If there's anything you need, let me know. If there's anything I can do to help, let me know. You understand? Philippians, Hebrews, it's God who cares for you, saying to you, if there's anything you need. Do you hear him, my brother? It's the good word that'll cheer you up. My sister, do you hear it from the Lord today? If there's anything you need. If there's anything that I can do to help. In Psalm 32 and verse 8, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. That's the expression. That's the evidence of his care for you. Listen, he saves you from yourself and your tendency to walk the errant path. He guides you. He leads you. He orders your steps. He directs your paths. He advises you. He counsels you. He watches over you in the path that you would take. He speaks to you. This is the way. This is the best way. Walk here. One writes it this way. I know that my Father is caring for all his children below. I know that through sunshine and shadow, he guides me wherever I go. I trust him through all of life's journey, for clearly the way he can see, he holdeth my hand in the darkness. I know he's caring for me. In Isaiah 41, do not fear, I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Do you understand how he cares for you? Listen, if you're weakened this morning, fear not. Do not be dismayed. Your God, he cares for you. He will strengthen you. Are you in trouble this morning? Fear not. Do not be dismayed. Your God, he cares for you. He will help you. Are you hearing the good word, my brother? Are you hearing the good word, my sister? If you feel yourself overwhelmed by the wind and the waves, find yourself sinking in the storm raging against you now, fear not. Do not be dismayed. Your God, He cares for you. He will uphold you. He will lift you up. He'll pick you up, stand you up, set your feet again on the rock. In Isaiah 49 and verse 13, shout for joy, O heavens, rejoice. O earth, burst into song, O mountains. For the Lord comforts His people and will have compassion on His afflicted ones. It's the expression. It's the evidence of His care. Afflicted, hurt, in trouble, distressed, depressed, discouraged. Think He's left you to deal with all of that on your own? No. No, never does He leave you. Never does He forsake you. He cares for you. So this morning, He speaks into your heart by way of His Spirit. His comfort. He has compassion on you today. In Isaiah 54 and verse 17, no weapon that is used against you will succeed. People might bring charges against you, but you'll prove that they're wrong. These are the things I do for my servants. I make everything right for them, announces the Lord. This is the care of the Lord over you. He protects you. The hymn says it like this: I fear not though perils surround me. He promised to shield me from harm. Though doubt and temptation assail me, I'm safe in His sheltering arm. I know He's caring for me. He is. And in His care for you and over you, He makes everything right for you. He provides for you. It was the testimony from the psalmist, the testimony of God's care over him. In Psalm 37, I was young. Now I'm old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. In Matthew 6, it's the reason for no worry. God takes care of the flowers of the field, the birds of the air. He will surely then take care of you. He will provide for you. He will meet all of your needs. Listen to the good word, my brother. Hear the good word today, my sister. He will meet all of your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. God, He fights for you because He cares for you. Listen this morning to His word, the good word. My brother, my sister, God's care for you. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the vast army against you. Listen, some of you, all you can see is the vast army against you. All you can see is culture against you. All you can see, people attacking you. All you can see is all that's wrong. All that's going wrong. All that's messed up. All that's not the way that it should be or that you would want it to be. Listen to the word of the Lord this morning. But don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged because of all that. Do you know it? For this battle is not yours, but rather His. My brother, do you hear the word of the Lord? Listen, that's a good word that will cheer you up. But that battle, that army you're so worried about, that thing that's got you so distraught, that's His battle to fight, not yours. This is His care for you. Hear His word this morning, the good word, God's care. Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. In Romans 8 and verse 28, we know that all that happens to us is working for our good if we love God and are fitting into His plans. In Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future, to give you a hope. Do you understand God's care for you? Always being good to you. Always planning good for you. Always working in all things good for you. In 2 Peter chapter 1, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. It's the evidence, it's the expression of God's care for you, giving you all that you need. Do you understand this morning? Oh, how He cares for you. He leaves you lacking nothing. That's how much He cares. It's the evidence. It's the expression of God's care. All of His precious promises. What He promised to His people in the Old Testament. What He promised to His followers throughout the Gospels. What He promised to His church in the New Testament. You have access to it all. Don't you understand? Don't you see this morning, simple as it may be, that He cares for you, that He cares enough for you to make you a recipient of all His very precious promises. It is a good word. We read it a few minutes ago. Once more, as we conclude this morning, 1 Peter chapter 5, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares for you. Wow, what an invitation. Listen, my brother, my sister, don't miss the invitation from the Lord this morning. Do you hear it? Cast all your cares. Give to me all your worries. Pastor, I'm worried about this. Pastor, I'm concerned about that. I'm fearful this that's going on and the result, what's going to be the outcome of it. Pastor, don't even get me started on all the cares in my life right now. My brother, my sister, you have to hear today the word of the Lord, the good word from the Lord today to you and to me. Give it all to me, says the Lord. That care, that worry, that concern, that fearful thing, give it to me, says the Lord. He cares for you too much. He doesn't want you carrying that, whatever that is, whatever that burden is, whatever that worry that weighs you down and wears you down. The expression of His care. Let me carry that for you. Last week, we considered this in the context of our sin. This, the expression of God's care. This, the expression of God's love and God's grace and God's mercy. Let me carry at Calvary that sin burden for you. Let me take that from you. So then in its place, you can have my righteousness. Now we discover really it's the same, if you will, as it relates then to life. The burden you carry, the worry that weighs you down, the difficulty, the problem, the impossibility, because He cares for you, the Lord says to you this morning, let me carry that for you. Here, you put that on me and you take instead my peace, my joy. As I think of that, I'm reminded, wow, isn't God good? Not only does He take from us that we don't want, but He offers in its place that we could never have apart from Him. Let me take that sin. That's amazing enough. How vile and wretched and wicked. How shameful my sin. I cringe at the thought of it. And the Lord says, let me take that. Here, I'll take that for you. I'll carry that. I'll bear that burden for you. That would be amazing. That is amazing in and of itself. the act of that, the reality of that, indescribable in and of itself. Again, though, oh, isn't God good? He doesn't just take from me the thing I don't want. He gives to me the very thing in its place that I've always been looking for, the very thing that I, in fact, most need. Here, let me take your sin. Wow. Now, hold on a second. That's not all, though. Let me take your sin. Let me give you my righteousness. It's unbelievable, right? Let me take your burden. Cast all your cares on me. Wow, right? But hold on. We're not done. That's not all there is. I'll take the burden. Now you take my peace, which passes all understanding. Have, experience, live in my joy, which would be for you strength. Do you understand? He really is good. Indescribably good. We'll just say it the way it is. Isn't he too good to us? Nobody ought to be that good to us because he cares for us. He is. Aren't you glad that he is? Aren't you glad he cares for you that much? And don't you see in his care then for us that does like that for us? Wow, what a good word. The Martins were spending several weeks as guests at the Practical Bible Training School in Leicestershire, New York. Mr. Martin was involved in helping the president of the school prepare a songbook. A well-known evangelist at the time, he was invited to preach at a church some distance from the Bible school. That Sunday morning, Mrs. Martin became suddenly ill, making it impossible for her to accompany her husband to a speaking engagement. Mr. Martin seriously considered canceling the speaking assignment. Just then, however, their young son spoke up and said, "Father, don't you think that if God wants you to preach today, he will take care of Mother while you're away?" From that simple question, Mr. and Mrs. Martin together wrote and composed the following: "Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. Through days of toil when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one, upon his breast, God will take care of you. Through every day or all the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you." It's his word. It's the good word. Hear this today, my brother. Hear this today, my sister. His word, the good word. God cares for you. He will take care of you. May that good word cheer you up. Listen, that good word, according to wisdom's word, ought to cheer you up this morning. You ought not to have a choice, my brother, my sister, as you set your heart and mind away and off of the worrisome and the troublesome thing, and you set your heart and mind on the good word. Oh, but my God, he cares for me. He will take care of me. That good word ought to cheer you up from the way down and the wore down place. Listen, you might be worried about many things today, but His word, that good word, His good word, ought to soothe your soul. Father, would you make it to be so in this room before we leave this place? My brother, my sister, facing the worrisome thing, in trouble, discouraged, upset, unsettled, distressed by the circumstances of their life now. Oh, but God, would you let them to hear the good word? By way of your Spirit, would you speak your good word into their hearts? How you care for them. Help us to hear that today, Lord, I pray. Help us to set our hearts and our minds on that this morning. Before we think anything of the fearful thing, anything more of the worrisome thing, there are hearts and minds settled. Oh, but my God, who protects me, who provides for me, my God, who invites me to cast all my cares on Him, my God, who passionately pursues me, my God, He cares for me. Would you minister to this people today, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, would you stand to your feet? Just for a couple of minutes before we leave. Would you lift your hands in worship? Would you thank Him for His goodness? Would you thank Him for His care over you? Pause for a moment and just rest in His care over your life. Set everything else to the side. Put everything else out of your mind. Set your heart and mind on this, the goodness of God, that He cares for you. Come on, some of you, don't be afraid. You got to speak to that trouble. You got to speak to that problem. You got to speak to yourself. Self, but my God cares for me. And so I will not be worried. I will not be afraid. I'll not be weighed down nor worn down. I will be cheered up today because I have a good word. I have a good word of the goodness of my God. I have a good word of, oh, how my God, He cares for me. Worship Him for a moment. Love on Him just for a few minutes, church. It's true, you know, He's always been faithful because He cares for you. He's always been good because He cares for you, my brother. You know it's true. Always faithful, so, so good. No wonder we sing today. No wonder we declare His praise today. How we thank Him today. His care for us. His care over us. We thank You, Jesus. just before we finish, would you just begin to catalog, would you just begin to count all the ways that God has demonstrated his care over you? Come on, just begin to recall, God, you healed me here. You provided for me there. You chased me down. You saved me, sanctified me, justified me, washed and cleansed me. Just begin to catalog all that God has done, the expression of his care for you. Thank him for that. Thank him for that. Come on, settle it in your heart, in your mind. Lay the foundation this morning. He does care for you. The evidence is all around. The testimony for sure, as clear as it could ever be. God cares for you. God cares for you. Come on, we finished. Tell him you love him. Oh, Jesus, we love you. How could we not? Oh, how we love you this morning. Our God, who so cares for us. We love you this morning. We love you this morning, Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for the good word that reminds us simply today how you care for us. Father, let not my brother, not my sister, let not one leave this place. But that first, above any fear, any worry, any troublesome thing, they've settled that in their heart and their mind. So that as we leave, it's the testimony of our heart and our lives, it's the testimony of our lips. My God cares for me. It's the response to any trouble. My God cares for me. It's the response to any impossibility. My God cares for me. Help us, Lord, I pray, to live in that good word so that we might be cheered up today, throughout this week. In Jesus' name, would you lift your hands to receive his blessing this morning? As under shepherd, the great shepherd, as high priest of this assembly, in accordance to God's word, I declare it over you. His desire that you be blessed and that I pronounce his blessing over you. Listen now. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be good and gracious to you. The Lord turn to you, remind you of his care, and give to you his peace. In Jesus' name, would you receive that? Would you say amen? Amen. Amen. and amen. God bless.